All right, this is kind of a long intelligence brief. It's short for the sources, but then I went through my credibility on it. And, it's not very long. But anyway, this is for last Monday, November 3rd, 2025. Precedence is routine. AMCON level is 4. On a personal note, I have verified these sources through multiple filters and found them to be reasonably true. Stand by. The first source is Gateway Pundit. The rating is B1. FFA declares airspace over Ceiba, Puerto Rico, National Defense Airspace. The airspace restriction comes after the Miami Herald reported the United States will soon conduct land strikes on Venezuela's military installations. I have more to say about that in a moment. Stand by. The second source is Washington Post. Pretty highly rated, but this one is B1. Venezuela seeks help from Russia, China, and Iran. Request to Russia, overhauls of defensive radars, military aircraft repairs, and potentially missiles. Request to China and Iran, military assistance and equipment to strengthen the country's defenses, seeking expanded military cooperation. And the last source is Kremlin.ru with a rating of B1. Putin signs Venezuela Mutual Assistance Treaty into law. Stand by. October 27th, President Putin signed the federal law on the ratification of the treaty between Russian Federation and the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela on strategic partnership and cooperation. So here's what I did on these ratings this week. And I'm not going to do it every week, but I'm letting you know that I go through research to make sure these sources are correct and what else happened. So here's my own two cents. Stand by. For number one, the FAA National Defense Airspace over Ceiba, Puerto Rico. What's true? The FAA issued a temporary flight restriction, TFR, near Ceiba, Roosevelt Roads for special security reasons, effective November 1st, 2025, into the first quarter of 2026, adding to an existing restriction near Vieques. This is consistent with increased Department of Defense activity in the Caribbean, likely related to heightened U.S. military posture near Venezuela. The TFR is real and security justified, but doesn't confirm imminent land strikes. Stand by. Number two, Venezuela seeks help from Russia, China, Iran. Status. The Washington Post, citing U.S. government documents, reports Maduro requested military aid, radars, aircraft parts, drones, GPS scramblers, possibly missiles from Russia, China, and Iran, a claim supported by neutral outlets. This request is confirmed, but the scale and timeline of delivery are uncertain due to Russia's capacity and China and Iran's political considerations. Number three, Putin signs Venezuela treaty into law. Status. Kremlin.ru confirmed on October 27, 2025, the ratification of the Russia-Venezuelan Strategic Partnership Treaty. This formally enhances legal, political cooperation, defense, energy, and likely increases arms shipments. And lastly, we have the Miami Herald, imminent U.S. land strikes, claim, and what we can say. Stand by. Despite press reports on U.S. strike options, the president denies an immediate decision, indicating readiness without a firm commitment. Posture is elevated with an intentionally ambiguous decision signal. Credibility notes on the sources cited, the Gateway Pundit is not super reliable, so treat it as a tip of the iceberg and double-check with primary sources on top-tier outlets. The TFR claimed mention is backed up by the El Nuevo Dia. For the Washington Post, big-time news outlet, it is widely picked up by others. And the Kremlin.ru, that is an official government source where the legal act was published. The bottom line, the tightening Ceiba temporary flight restrictions, Maduro's requests, and the Russia-Venezuela treaty ratifications are increasing cooperation. Expect prolonged temporary flight restrictions, notice to airmen, hydraulics, with standoff options and information shaping. Additionally, in local news, given rising public distress over the government shutdown, exercise caution in public spaces like banks and grocery stores. Be aware of your surroundings in Southern Oregon as assaults and burglaries are increasing. If you want to help your community, you can collect and donate to local food banks to help communities. In speaking with local food bank managers, myself, they are wiped out daily and cannot keep up with demand. They said the best thing you can do is donate cash for fresh food that they can go get. And if you want to donate, please donate non-perishables. I have to add something here. So for Oregon, believe it or not, the only state we had for SNAP benefits were given out on the 1st in full because our governor took advantage of what happened on Friday and took quick action before it was taken back. Stand by. Now the president is wanting to take that back and have that not available, saying that it is going to involve WIC benefits and reduce those. So there were 8 states that wanted to rush and scramble to get all the full benefits put out on the 1st. Oregon, so far, that I found was the only one able to do so. Don't know what it's going to be like for the middle of the month, though, and nobody else was able to get that done. That's my research. That's the end of the message as I have it. Everybody be safe. Stand by. This is Kimber, WRKV 487.